Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tumfuphi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. And, you know, towards the end of last week, we did a story in a show about AXA. Then there were disruptions on Friday specifically. There was an issue at OR Tambo International Airport where some planes couldn't refuel. They obviously lost a lot of clients and, you know, flights had to get rescheduled. We've got an update now on that story, right, Gugu?
Yep. It's been a couple of days now, but it does seem as though the CEO of Exxon, Bumi Bofu, has been spending a lot of time trying to provide some clarity as to what did happen that resulted not only in the delays of flights that took place earlier this week, but also just the financial standing of the organization. So first things first, Exxon says that they will try in a responsible manner to quote unquote do the right thing in terms of compensating and supporting passengers who were impacted by the significant delays and disruptions earlier this week. To put things into perspective, they actually are still waiting for some clarity in terms of investigations, as well as support from the insurance company, given that there was a failure in one of their valves that actually assists with fuel supply to the aircrafts. From what we understand, they say that this could have just been an act of God or a technical issue, and they're trying to get down to the exact root cause of the challenge that actually led to the flight delays on the back of the fuel disruptions. Now, they haven't been able to quantify the amount or the figure just yet, and that is actually what will then influence how the other airlines will be able to compensate South Africans. From what we understood, a lot of individuals just got a meal voucher and a meal ticket. But truth be told, there are significant financial consequences for South Africans who had delays within their flights, especially those who might have been traveling for business. So we have yet to see how that does transpire. From a financial standing point of view, AXA does say that it will receive at least 21 billion rand over the next 5 years in terms of tariff increases that will be approved by the regulator. So reading between the lines, flights might get a little bit more expensive, but in a staggered approach, given the tariff increases. And they've also vehemently denied the claims that they're going through a liquidation crisis, and rather that there is an interdict and a court challenge that they have against one of their creditors who believes that because AXA has not been able to pay, that AXA is actually going through financial challenges. But they continue to highlight that the organization is still in good standing and is a going concern.
Yeah. So, you know, in December, flight costs obviously escalate. And you've already mentioned the inconvenience, even if you're traveling for business. But sometimes, even if you're just traveling for pleasure, let's say you're going down for a wedding, or you're going down, I mean, it's not really pleasure, but if you're going down for a funeral, you've missed it now because your flight wasn't able to take off. And flights to Cape Town these days are like maybe 10,000. That's a lot of money for you to just give me a meal voucher. I don't care about a meal at a time like this.
Exactly. Show me some money. So it actually does raise a lot of valid points. And I think it's one that we will definitely interrogate next year's season, just in terms of the cancellation policies that airlines have. Because if you read the fine lines and the detail, we're actually very limited in terms of the recourse that we do have as passengers.
Now, speaking of Cape Town and pricing and I suppose tourism, man, the prices down there are crazy.
It's insane. And this has obviously come to the fore of many South Africans, and some lobby groups are actually raising concern that, hold on, the accommodation and hotels within Cape Town during the festive and holiday season, and also during particular peak periods of the year, like the month of February, are just overpriced, and it's becoming increasingly unaffordable for South Africans to particularly access these facilities. As we well know, there's several hotels within the Cape Town district, whether it's opposite the CTICC, the Western and Southern Sun, or other hotels around the V&A waterfront, but just the flights as well have become exorbitantly expensive, as you mentioned, well below 10,000 rand. But the frustration that we are witnessing here is that organizations and lobby groups and even the Department of Tourism themselves are saying that they will begin to slowly crack down on understanding the cost of short-term rental or accommodation within the city of Cape Town. They do mention here that it has limited the level of access for local South Africans who typically can't spend or afford more than 40,000 rand for a five-night stay at a hotel. So that does raise concern. And it's not just for this December period, Caesar. I think we must also be aware that during February, things get very busy in Cape Town with the national budget speech, the State of the Nation address, and the mining in Durban that typically takes place. Many of us have actually witnessed that there's just not enough accommodation. And as a result, the pricing becomes really exorbitant, given that they're trying to attract a lot more foreign capital and foreign investors. So let's see how it goes this festive season. And of course, if regulators do step in just to moderate and mediate some kind of cost and affordability.
And so what are the markets looking like?
Markets pulled back yesterday. It was actually softer, surprisingly so, but on the back of commodity prices also being weaker. We will see the All Share Index open up at 86,965 points. Currency-wise, we're trading at 17.80 to the greenback, 22.54 to the British pound, and against the euro, we're trading at 18.63.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gulit Ufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.